Hello, gang. This is the SAF Saffronia with another member podcast on the PTS feed. And I'm sorry if people couldn't find the PTS feed. I know it's rarely used, and I just figured that, you know, I want to do this correctly and put it where it's supposed to go. So this is a conversation of politics and the media, so I thought maybe it was more a PTS topic than anything else. I got a chance to listen to Mr. Whoopi's podcast, and he raised a lot of very interesting things, some things that I didn't really think of, you know, because I guess I feel that if journalists are afraid to ask the question, we've all already lost everything that we've worked for. I mean, if the freedom to actually ask questions is gone because of fear, then we've already lost the battle. And I could see that being the reason why the same questions are asked over and over again in such a placid and complacent way. So yeah, I think that that's definitely one of the reasons. And then the other thing that he brought up was the big business, and that media being a business. And yeah, you can see that too. And I think that's a lot of the reason. Both of those things are a lot of the reason why we are on ATS, and the reason why we've abandoned the mainstream media. I still watch, you know. So I guess I'm one. I don't, you know, buy into everything that the media is selling us. And I do think that a lot of the times, and like it was so evident with this press conference, that the media is definitely controlled by the government, and that means we have no more freedom of the press. And unless it's done outside of the mainstream, and to me that is just, we've hit the rock. We've hit the rock, to me, if there's just too much fear of losing your position or losing your job or losing your post in the White House when you cannot even question the president. I think even back to the Lewinsky thing with the president, I mean, they asked him those questions. He would be sitting there with foreign dignitaries and heads of states, and they would still ask him those questions. He still got asked those questions, but for Bush, he doesn't even get asked the questions. And when they say, what did you know, he doesn't have to answer those questions. And like BH said, he won't answer those questions, but at least the question is put to him. At least it's kept in the forefront, where it's in the front of American consciousness. And now I think the questions are buried. And maybe it is out of fear. And if it is, then we are in a whole lot more trouble than any of us ever expected. If we lose freedom to speak, the freedom to say what's on our mind, the freedom to even ask the question, I think it's OV, as the young folks say. It's over. It's time to really, really think about where our system is headed and where our freedoms have gone. Okay, guys, this is the SAF. Peace, y'all.